Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And yes, throughout September and October, campaign fact checker Bill Adair from PolitiFact.com has been coming on with us every Thursday, wielding his truth-o-meter to compare what the candidates say to what he knows to be true. And this is it, the last Thursday before the election, of course. PolitiFact.com is run by Congressional Quarterly and the St. Petersburg Times. Of course, they're too depressed in St. Petersburg today by the Rays losing the World Series last night to be concerned with little things like the truth.
It is a sad bunch down there, I got to say. I'm in the Washington office, so I'm a little bit removed from it all, but I'm sad too.
And you'll muddle through. Let's start by shedding light on a sort of true or false ping-pong match between the candidates. First, the McCain camp released a television ad featuring ominous comments from an address Joe Biden made to campaign contributors in Seattle. Here's that ad about Obama being tested. This is the ad.
Listen to Joe Biden talking about what electing Barack Obama will mean.
Mark my words, it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama. The world is looking. We're going to have an international crisis to test the mettle of this guy. I guarantee you it's going to happen.
We're going to have an international crisis to test the mettle of this guy. I guarantee you it's going to happen, in case those words were too fuzzy to hear. In response, the Obama camp released this ad accusing McCain of foul play.
An economic meltdown, two wars, and John McCain's playing with audio tapes, selectively editing Joe Biden's words. The next president will be tested. But here's what Biden actually said about Barack Obama.
They're going to find out this guy's got steel in his spine.
Steel in a spine. All right, Bill Adair, who's right, and was the original audio selectively edited?
Well, we didn't think it was that selectively edited. It's an interesting comment that Biden made, and you can interpret it however you want. But where the Obama response is misleading is that they suggest that the steel of spine comment either came next or came before or somehow was missing from the context. It actually came a day earlier when Biden made similar comments at a fundraiser in San Francisco. So we gave the Obama campaign's suggestion that McCain is selectively editing, we gave that a barely true, and our point was that Obama is using his own selective editing to complain about McCain's selective editing.
Nevertheless, I think you should launch an investigation as to whether Joe Biden is secretly getting paid by the McCain campaign to say things like that in the first place.
Yeah, Biden has been – well, and I when I was in Denver, I ran into one of Obama's top folks in a hotel lobby, and I have to confess that I thanked her for picking Joe Biden because he's a fact checker's dream. He's given us lots to check.
He'll keep you in business. All right, so Obama loses that truth-o-meter war. On to another Republican ad that you fact-checked this week.
Iran, radical Islamic government, known sponsors of terrorism, developing nuclear capabilities to generate power, but threatening to eliminate Israel. Obama says Iran is a tiny country, doesn't pose a serious threat. Terrorism? Destroying Israel? Those aren't serious threats. Obama, dangerously unprepared to be president.
All right, so the heart of that is Obama saying Iran is a tiny country and doesn't pose a serious threat. Is that what he said?
It's not. We gave that one a false on the truth-o-meter for the McCain campaign. They are just really twisting Obama's words. Obama in this, and on our site, we have the full quote of what Obama said. Obama was referring to Iran in relation to the former Soviet Union and saying that in looking at whether Obama would engage in diplomacy with Iran, he's saying, well, look, we engaged in diplomacy with an even bigger threat, the Soviet Union, even when, you know, we consider them a major threat to the United States. So it was a real twist of Obama's words.
So Obama's original context was saying that compared to the Soviet Empire, Iran is a tiny country?
Exactly.
And did he say they don't pose a serious threat?
No, in fact, he then said later when this came up, let me be absolutely clear, Iran is a grave threat. It has an illicit nuclear program. It supports terrorism across the region and militias in Iraq. It threatens Israel's existence. It denies the Holocaust. So if there was any doubt about what Obama, how Obama felt about this, the McCain campaign could have, of course, looked at that follow-up statement that Obama made, which, of course, the McCain campaign ignores here in repeating this claim, which we have we've actually ruled on previously when McCain first said it and again when they aired this ad in the summer.
But doesn't pose a serious threat, those precise words, as a quote.
Here's how it read in Obama's original quote. They don't pose a serious threat to us the way the Soviet Union posed a threat to us. And yet we were willing to talk to the Soviet Union at a time when they were saying they were going to wipe you off the planet.
And yet they do pose a more serious threat to Israel than the Soviet Union did, arguably, which is the context of the McCain commercial.
That's one of the points of the McCain commercial. Yes, it just is a real distortion of Obama's meaning, suggesting that he has belittled Iran as a threat. That's not what he was saying.
All right. Now, you couldn't escape at least one mention of Joe the Plumber this week in your fact-checking, like in this inflammatory comment by Governor Sarah Palin that sent your truth-o-meter up in flames. Here she speaks in Springfield, Missouri, about Obama's claim that he will, quote, spread the wealth, unquote, with progressive income taxes if elected president.
Joe the Plumber said it sounded to him like socialism. Is not the time to experiment with socialism.
All right. PolitiFact.com, truth of meter rating.
We gave that one a pants on fire. We had heard this, we had held off doing this to sort of see how much it became a consistent message from the campaign, from the McCain campaign. And when it was finally said again by Douglas Holtz-Eakin, the economic advisor, we decided that we would take a look at it. There had been a fair number of oblique suggestions that Obama was, in one way or another, taking a socialist approach and with his economic policy. And in looking at it objectively, that's just utterly ridiculous. Obama's tax policy is very much in the mainstream. It's actually not that much different than McCain's in a broad sense. And the particular context for the Joe the Plumber conversation was a discussion about the flat tax, and then Obama, in mentioning that he wanted to spread the wealth around, used that in the in referring to the existing U.S. tax system, which is a progressive tax system, a concept that's been accepted and supported by Republicans and Democrats for decades, going back into the 1860s.
How would you define socialism to rule this out of bounds?
Well, we said it refers to a system in which the government owns the means of production and distribution of goods. Well, that's clearly not what Obama's economic policy is doing, and that wasn't what he was referring to in the conversation with Joe the Plumber. Right. He just happened to use the phrase spread the wealth, which really is no different than what McCain has embraced in his own comments about in rejecting the Bush tax cuts in 2001 and 2003.
Now, this is not something that you fact-check, but this is another clip of Governor Palin that we found online, and she goes even further than Joe the Plumber. Listen to this.
See, under a big government, more tax agenda, what you thought was yours would really start belonging to somebody else, to everybody else. If you thought your income, your property, your inventory, your investments were yours, no, they would really collectively belong to everybody.
All right. So did you hear that clip previously? What you thought was yours would really start belonging to somebody else. This is a communist nightmare.
They're marching in. They're marching in to seize your property.
You thought your inventory, your investments were yours. They would really collectively belong to everybody.
It's amazing. And I just got an email from the Republican Party of Florida, which is pushing a letter to the editor that appeared in a Richmond newspaper that likened Obama to Fidel Castro. It just seems like they're playing this
communist card
here late in the campaign in very sly ways, I guess. And our role as fact checkers here is to just objectively look at this and see if there's any truth to any of it.
And this has to be where we leave it. But Bill, this has been so informative all these Thursdays. Is there a big picture? Well, I don't have time to ask you, so maybe you'll come back after the election and talk about if there's a big picture that emerged through your work beyond the fact-checking of each specific claim.
Be happy to, and actually we hope to bring PolitiFact back, or we're planning to bring PolitiFact back in January and fact-check the new administration.
Oh, that's good. So we'll have
Congress,
you on for
so
that.
We'll
Thanks
be
again.
Around.
You've been very generous with your time. Bill Adair from PolitiFact.com.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.